Hello, welcome again to Thought for the Day. We're still in Proverbs chapter 15, and today our verse is verse 24. Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, as we again open your word today, we seek the help of your Holy Spirit to teach us and to show us your truths. Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 24. The path of life leads upward for the prudent, to keep them from going down to the realm of the dead. Well, we have here in verse 24 a phrase that appears in both the Old and New Testaments regarding the Christian hope of eternal life. And that's the phrase, the path of life. Before Solomon used it here in Proverbs, his father David used it in Psalm 16, where in verse 11 we read, "You, that is God, you have made known to me the path of life." And that verse from Psalm 16 is then used by the Apostle Peter in his Pentecost sermon, as recorded in Acts 2. When Peter quotes these words from Psalm 16 about the path of life, he says explicitly that David was talking about Jesus. And so this verse in Proverbs 15, Solomon is telling us that there are just two paths in life. One is the path of life and leads upward, and the other implicitly is the path of death and leads down to the realm of the dead, to Sheol, to the grave. And the teaching of the two paths is taught in both the Old and the New Testaments. So what does the Bible teach us about the path of life? Well, in Psalm 1, it's a path which is taken by those whose delight in and meditation on is on God's word. Those who bring forth spiritual fruit, which is pleasing to God. And it's a path which is watched over by God himself. It's the same path which David describes in Psalm 23 as the paths of righteousness, in which God guides those who trust in him. And even in the Old Testament, there are glimpses of the eternal life to which the path leads, and which Jesus will amplify fully in his teaching in the New Testament. Because in that verse in Psalm 16, David writes this, "You have made me to know the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." And this same path of life appears in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where in Matthew 7, Jesus says these words, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many enter it." And in our verse, that's the downward path that leads to the realm of the dead. "But," continues Jesus, "but small is the gate and narrow the path that leads to life, and only a few find it." And then later in the Gospels, Jesus tells us how to find this path, this way. One of his disciples asks Jesus, "Lord, how can we know the way?" And Jesus replies, "I am the way. No one comes to the Father except through me," John 14, verse 6. The prudent, the wise, hear Scripture. They respond to the voice of God's Holy Spirit. And through trust in Christ's redeeming sacrifice for sin, walk through that narrow gate and walk in the path of life. Let's be those who do as one hymn writer bids us with these words, "Run the straight race through God's good grace. Lift up your eyes and see his face. Life with its way before us lies. Christ is the path, and Christ the prize." Let's pray. Lord, this is the most momentous question of all. Which path am I on? Lord, we pray that we might know for sure that through the death of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that we are on the path that leads upward to life and to eternal life in abundance with you. Lord, it is of your doing, and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.